One of the reasons President Clinton gave today for his crackdown on tobacco use by young people is that cigarette smoking can lead to illegal drug use.
While the scientific evidence is clearly unclear, children who do smoke cigarettes are much more likely to engage in other risky behavior, including the use of marijuana and cocaine.
Many experts agree that cigarettes are a so-called gateway to illegal drug abuse. But as NPR's Vicky Kuei reports, the question is far from settled.
Lloyd Johnston at the University of Michigan has spent the last 22 years surveying America's teenagers about their drug habits. Johnston says studies he's conducted show eighth graders who smoke a pack of cigarettes a day are 26 times more likely to smoke marijuana than teenagers who don't smoke cigarettes.
I think it's clear that tobacco is a step along the way to drug involvement. It's not hard to hypothesize what it may be. For one thing, a youngster in learning to smoke cigarettes is getting perfect training for learning how to consume marijuana, which is also smoked. And I think that helps to account for the very strong association between those two drugs.
Johnston says teenagers who smoke cigarettes are also more likely to smoke crack and use other illicit drugs. That's why many substance abuse experts believe cigarettes, along with alcohol and marijuana, are so-called gateway drugs, drugs young people use first before they get hooked on more serious and dangerous substances. Experts say the younger a person starts smoking, the more likely he or she is to develop a serious drug habit. But some researchers aren't convinced tobacco is a gateway drug. Howard Beals is a professor at George Washington University.
I have never found the evidence in support of that notion at all persuasive. It is clear that there are some common causal factors, and it's not surprising that kids tend to begin with the drugs that, as a practical matter, are more widely available. Like cigarettes and alcohol, rather than drugs that are more difficult to find. That simple process, it seems to me, is all it takes to explain the observation that a lot of kids started smoking before they started other illegal drugs. It doesn't in any way imply that there's any causal connection there.
Beals says studies he's conducted show family problems and the friends a child chooses are more likely to influence future drug use. Now, Beals does do work as a consultant to the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company, but he's not alone. New York sociologist Jiang Yu argues it's rebelliousness and risk-taking that lead young people to develop drug habits. Yu interviewed nearly 2,000 young people enrolled in state drug and alcohol programs or on probation. He says while teenagers who smoke marijuana or binge drink are more likely to develop serious drug habits and break the law, the evidence isn't as clear when it comes to cigarettes.
We are not saying that smoking cigarette is not a bad thing for kids. It is a bad thing for kids. But the point is that cigarette smoking per se does not have a significant effect on the involvement of criminal behavior in the future, because the different aspects, social aspects of cigarette, the different attitudes toward cigarette.
Yu says most teenagers consider smoking cigarettes flirting with the law. Marijuana, he says, is very different. It's much more rebellious. And it's this risk-taking rebelliousness, not smoking itself, that leads to illegal drug use. But psychologist Herbert Kleber at Columbia University says even when researchers account for a variety of delinquent behaviors, teenagers who smoke cigarettes are still more likely to abuse drugs. Kleber says his research suggests cigarettes cause a physiological change in the brain that makes it more difficult for people to feel pleasure naturally.
So I think that it is more than simply rebelliousness. I think something really changes in the brain, and that when you use these substances, ultimately you change something in the brain that makes you want bigger and better effects from drugs.
While researchers may disagree about whether cigarettes really are a gateway to drug abuse, no one disputes the fact that they can cause serious health problems for young people. I'm Vicky Kuei in Washington.